Right, it's 15:50, which does mean it's time for us to get up close and personal with one of our guests today. And we have DJ 40 in studio. Hi, DJ 40.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Good, good.
How's
good.
Your day been so far? Relaxed, chilled?
So far, so good.
I was so good.
Yeah, since morning, yeah, till I had to come here.
Yeah, so you've just been working throughout.
Yeah.
The hustle. It never stops. It really
we
doesn't.
Call it Johassel, babe.
Johassel. And especially if you're a renowned DJ like yourself, I can imagine people want you left, right, and center, and you wish you could have a clone.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I had a clone.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't know who DJ 40 is, where have you been? So his real name, which rock have you been living under? I mean, even he says that himself. I mean, which rock have you been living under? So he's a soft tour DJ and a music producer born in Pretoria, in Gauteng. So he kick-started his DJ career in 2005. And self-taught is amazing. So apparently you just used to chill with your DJ peers, and that's how you learned how to DJ.
Yeah.
Where did your interest in DJing start, and how did it come about?
As you just said, because I used to hang a lot with friends who were DJs, like automatically I just fell in love with the idea of being a DJ. Like I enjoyed watching them doing their thing, and most of the time I wish that one day it could be me doing that thing. But I didn't tell them that I wanted to join them in the circle. I just did it by myself, and then joined them when I was like ready to tackle it outside.
So your genre is house, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm gonna correct you now, because
yes,
only now, yes, it has been house. But up until the release of my album, The Groove, in 2016, yeah, I decided to like take a different route. So I decided to venture into hip hop, R&B, pop-ish, and Afro-pop. Yeah.
Afro-pop.
So yeah, I'm not only a house producer or DJ.
Okay, so would you say that you're a pioneer for the specific sound that you are giving to South Africa at this point with your production as well as DJing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say. But like I said, yes, I'm not just the house producer.
Yes.
Yeah, but then house music, it's my main focus.
Yeah.
It's what I dream of. It's what I like sleep on and wake up on. And it's what I'm like trying to reach the world with. Like, that's the sound that I'm trying to reach other people with. Yes, I do R&B and hip hop, but that's for like
trying. You a holistic sort of music personality, because I don't even want to say DJ, because it's there's just so much that you do. So a music personality for me sort of encompasses everything that you do, because also like a DJ, and someone's gonna be like, oh, DJ ing, what genre is it? AI DJ, because society likes to box us. Speaking about being boxed, you had a big break, and your story is quite interesting. And I don't want to tell it for you. How you had a big break with Casanova Volume 2, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Walk us through that. Take us through that. And I'm pretty sure you love telling this story.
Yeah, I remember back in 2011. That was when like I started learning the art of music production. Then as I was like producing on a daily, I met a guy by the name of Tepo, who was a vocalist, and then we just said, you know what, let's try out this recording thing and see what we can do. We recorded a song titled Ngoba, and then that song I sent it to DJ Choice. Remember, DJ Choice at the time was hot. Remember, Sky's the Limit and all those songs.
Yeah.
I sent it to him, and he loved it and said, you know what, 40, I'd like for us to work on more songs, and even I'd also love to feature on this song and also have it on my album.
What?
Yeah, which was Casanova Volume 2. which came out
was
in
huge,
2012.
Which yeah, was really huge. Massive.
It was a massive album. Yeah. So I can say that was my big break. And then that's when I said, you know what, I'm not looking back. If someone like DJ Chwez can like appreciate my music, it means that a whole lot of people can appreciate it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And that you're actually doing a great, great job. I'm about to play a song, Do Me Right. Give me a short synopsis about where the song comes from and how it came about, and which state of mind were you at in the stew when you did this one?
I remember with Do Me Right, there was a Yanyana scandal between me and Dindi. Actually, me and Dindi were okay, but there was a scandal that came out on the newspapers. And then, like a week later, we just said, you know what, people think that we are fighting. So, but then we also used it to advantage as a sort of a marketing skill. So they were saying, yeah, I'm not doing Dindi right. Mm. Then Dindi, when she came to studio, we said, no, let's make a song and call it Do Me Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how the same... that's how the song came about.
Wow, lovely. Dindi alongside DJ 40, Do Me Right. And after this, as we enter the second hour of The Drive, we still have DJ 40 in studio.